Police snipers practiced one thing only, to immediately incapacitate a subject who may have his finger on a trigger. Basically, month in, month out, Bobby trained to sever a man's brainstem. He was satisfied with his position. Angle was easy, distance manageable. He would incur minor deflection from the glass of the French doors, but nothing that couldn't be handled by the 165-grain ammo. With the target stationary, he did not need to worry about inducing lead, and at a distance this short, weather and wind were not relevant factors. He pulled away from the scope, careful not to disturb the rifle, and with his right hand made notes in his logbook. He detailed his ammo, his scope setting, and his setup. Then he picked up his binoculars, which provided a wider field of view, and again, careful not to disturb his rifle, continued monitoring the scene. The man had moved slightly toward the foot of the bed. Bobby had a sense of growing tension, a force building to a crescendo. He couldn't place why, but then he got it. The way the man was standing, his shoulders squared off, his elbows jutting out, his feet slightly apart, it was a dominating pose, a man puffing himself up to appear even bigger and stronger. Bobby bet if he could see the man's face now, it would be wearing an ugly snarl, a red mottled look of rage. Again Bobby searched for signs of the wife and child, and again came up empty. Somewhere in that room, though, or the man would be moving. Bobby wished he could see the man's face. With nothing immediately happening, Bobby returned to diagramming the building for his team. Following protocol, he labeled each side of the brownstone with a letter, A, B, C, or D. Given that the brownstone had adjoining units on both sides, and the back, that left only the front, which he labeled A. Then he numbered each level of the townhouse, 1 through 5, plus basement. Finally, he recorded each opening of side A, describing whether it was a window or door, giving its approximate size, and numbering it left to right, starting with the number 1. This yielded a uniformed chart for everyone to follow. The man was standing in front of French doors, side A, level 4, opening 3. Or, in quick shorthand, when things got hopping, lone male A43. No sorting through who's left or who's right. In 3 quick coordinates, boom, you got the job done. The diagram completed, Bobby did his own personal check, things he'd learned from years on the job. Any sign of advanced preparation in the home? Doors barricaded, slats of wood nailed across windows. Any sign of someone trying to hide misdeeds, blinds pulled or furniture blocking the view, etc. Advanced preparation was a warning sign. So were shots fired out the window or open threats of violence. So far, everything remained quiet. No one was visible in the entire building, except a lone male subject standing 4 feet inside French doors A43.